KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at some high school sports news. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches have issued their final individual cross-country rankings for the season. Class 1A girls, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center is ranked number one. Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia rated eighth. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia rated ninth. Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley is 13th. Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia ranked 15th. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley is rated 21st. Grace Slater of Audubon is ranked 24th. Chloe Falcona of AHSTW is rated 27th, while Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia rated 28th. 1A boys, it's Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley, rated number one, with Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert, rated number six. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney is ranked seventh. Brett McGee of Tri-Center, rated 20th. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley is rated 28th, while John Frank of Tri-Center, rated 29th. In the Class 2A girls rankings, Kate Crawford of ACGC is rated third. Ella Waddle of Panorama, rated fifth. Tori Castle of Trainer, 11th. Riley Sloss of ACGC is rated 23rd. Mason Hartley of Clarinda is ranked 24th. In 2A boys, Loudon Foster of West Central Valley is 6th ranked. In Class 3A on the girls' side, Braylon Baker of Creston rated 17th. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan is rated 19th. And in Class 3A boys, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic is ranked 11th. Trey Gross of Harlan rated 16th. In those final rankings of the year. In the team rankings in Class 1A on the girls' side, Logan Magnolia is rated number one, with AHSTW rated fifth. Nottoway Valley is ranked 10th. In Class 1A boys, Nottoway Valley rated second, with Tri-Center 11th and St. Albert number 15. In Class 2A girls, ACGC checks in at number 10 in the final rankings. In Class 2A boys, Trainer is at number 15. Class 3A girls, Harlan is rated 5th with Glenwood 13th. And in Class 3A boys, Atlantic checks in at number 14 in that final cross-country poll. Well, the Class 1A and 2A regional semifinal volleyball matches are scheduled for tonight around the region. In Class 1A play in Region 2, Boyer Valley plays at St. Albert tonight. Also, Coon Rapids Baird will face Riverside. That match will be played at Exira EHK High School this evening. Also, Class 1A, Region 3, Lennox plays on the road at Sydney, with Southwest Valley playing at East Mills. In Class 2A play tonight in Region 4, Grundy Center plays Woodward Granger in Marshalltown, and ACGC will play at Underwood. And in Class 2A, Region number 5, Pella Christian plays at Van Buren, while Nottoway Valley is at West Central Valley. Those winners will advance to the regional finals in those classes. Well, Washington has won a World Series championship for the first time since the 1924 Senators beat the New York Giants. Anthony Rendon and Howie Kendrick belted huge home runs in the seventh inning as the Nationals rallied to take Game 7 6-2 over the Astros in Houston. Winning pitcher Patrick Corbin gave the Nats three solid innings of shutout relief to close out a series in which the road team won every game. Astros starter Zach Greinke cruised through the first six and a third innings, allowing just one hit and one walk until the dam burst. Rendon belted a solo homer to get the Nationals within 2-1 before Howie Kendrick slammed a two-run blast off of reliever Will Harris two batters later. It was yet another big postseason hit for Kendrick, who was the MVP of the National League Championship Series after slamming a tie-breaking grand slam in extra innings to give the Nats the fifth and deciding game of the division series against the Dodgers. Juan Soto doubled Washington's lead with an RBI single in the eighth inning, one inning before Adam Eaton's two-run single put the Nats in complete control. Houston managed just two of their nine hits after Washington starter Max Scherzer left the game. Scherzer needed 103 pitches to complete his five innings of work, yielding seven hits and four walks, but just two runs. The three-time Cy Young Award winner made a quick recovery after being scratched from Game 5 due to a nerve irritation near his neck. It's the first World Series crown for the Nationals in franchise history, including their time as the Montreal Expos from 1969 through 2004. The Nats had never won a playoff series before this year. Their playoff run occurred despite a 19-31 start to the season. Yuli Gurriel hit a solo homer for the Astros, who were seeking their second championship in three seasons. Steven Strasburg was named the MVP of the series after going 2-0 with a .251 earned run average. Strasburg was outstanding in helping the Nationals win Game 6 and extending the Fall Classic to the limit. In other baseball news, former All-Star slugger Josh Hamilton has been charged with injury to a child after his 14-year-old daughter told his ex-wife that he'd struck her. Hamilton turned himself in Wednesday to the Tarrant County Jail in Fort Worth, Texas, and was released on $35,000 bond. According to a police affidavit, Hamilton's daughter told Keller police that he went on a rampage September 30th. She says she made a comment to Hamilton that upset him, so he threw a full bottle overhand at her, hitting her in the chest, and then began cursing and shouting at her. She says he finally threw her over his shoulder, carried her to her room, dumped her on her bed, pressed her head against the mattress, and hit her legs. Hamilton played for the Rangers, the Reds, and the Angels. Former major leaguer and longtime broadcaster Ron Fairley has died at the age of 81, according to the Mariners. The two-time All-Star batted .266 with 215 home runs and 1,044 RBIs during a 21-season playing career that included three World Series titles with the Dodgers. He later worked as a color analyst for the Angels, Giants, and Mariners from 1979 until retiring full-time broadcast duties in 2006. Moving to football, Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley is among the 10 finalists for the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. That award is presented to the top senior quarterback in the nation. Stanley leads the Big Ten with 1,950 passing yards, has a 60.7 completion percentage. He also has 10 touchdown passes, which moves his career total to 62, and that's the second most in Iowa history. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has returned to practice on a limited basis following a sprained right ankle, but tight end Miller Forrestall could be out for the next 6 weeks. Tagovailoa has missed one game since injuring the ankle in the Crimson Tide's 35-14 win over Tennessee on October 19th. He's completed 74.7% of his passes for 2,166 yards, 27 touchdowns, and two interceptions this season. Coach Nick Saban says Forrestall got hit in the throat in the Arkansas game and had surgery to repair an injury to his voice box. Second-ranked Alabama is off this week before playing number one LSU on November 9th. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs remain hopeful that injured quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be available when they play the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Mahomes dislocated his right kneecap 2 weeks ago in Denver. He practiced on a limited basis last week before he was declared out on Friday. The Chiefs started Matt Moore in his place against Green Bay and lost 31-24 to the Packers on Sunday night. We'll have that Chiefs-Vikings game for you Sunday. It's a noon kickoff. 11 o'clock is the pregame start time. The Jaguars have added rookie quarterback Gardner Minshew to the injury report with right shoulder soreness, although the team listed him as a full participant in Wednesday's practice and said he took 100% of his normal repetitions for his preparation this week. Well, two-time Iowa national champion Spencer Lee will use his collegiate season to prepare for a run at the Tokyo Olympics. Iowa coach Tom Brand says Lee decided against redshirting to concentrate on international competition.
We're not going to get into the details of schedule. I know that he'll wrestle internationally. He has to qualify for the trials. And I know that he will be a big part of our dual meet season. And I know that he will be a big part of our championship season.
It is closing in on 10 years since Iowa won the last of three straight national championships. Since then, Penn State dominated with 8 national titles, and the Hawkeyes are trying to catch the Nittany Lions.
They have 3 returning champs on their team, right? So we're going to look at it like we do every year. We don't look at it any different this year. Just because the media or the pundits put us in a close second-ranked category with Penn State doesn't mean that I put us there, but I know what I think of our guys, and I wouldn't trade our team for any other team.
Approaching a decade without a national title is viewed as failure for a program that's won 23 NCAA championships.
Is it a double-edged sword? I don't look at it that way. We're accountable. We're accountable to perform. Our guys know it. Our fans expect it. We love it. We love it as coaches.
And that's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.